Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. It's Tuesday, which means the John and Wade Show. I can't figure out which angle I want to go. I think this one. Wade says this one. This is awesome. This is perfect podcasting intro. Wade, how we doing, my friend?
Echo, 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 Mark Echo. That used to be clothing brand. What's going on, bro?
It's driving me, man. Dude, it's close. It is close. One more sleep and a wake up, and then we are there. I think that's how they do it. Sleep and a wake. That's the military term. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But yeah, we're close, man. And a little bit more finality with the Trent Williams deal. That's a 2-year deal. We're going to see how that affects us. But today's episode, I want to central around Q&A. Question and answer. So if you are watching this live, we want to say thank you. If you're consuming this content anywhere or however you do it, we want to say thank you. But if you have questions, whether it's this player, that player, trades, whatever, throw those up in the chat. If we have time at the end, we might do like a lightning mock draft. I'm going to be doing I only did one mock draft by myself this entire draft season. So I'm going to do a final one tomorrow. But I want this to be much more back and forth ping pong between the audience. I have a bunch of questions from emails and DMs that I want to get to. So that's what we got today. But first, let's just check in. Wayne, what's your thermometer like with how you're feeling about the 49ers and the draft coming up in just 2 days away?
Oh, man. I mean, after listening to John Lynch yesterday, it was just like trying to figure out who those top first round grades he got, because he said last year it was 20, this year is less than 20, so it's gonna be fun, right? Because that's gonna let us know what we're gonna potentially do. We may move up in the first round to get a safety. He didn't leave that out off the table. He talked
that's
about
one of my questions.
Well, he talked you. About yeah. Safety being a premium position. I said that John Lynch being a safety might go after a safety. Now there's only three safeties. Maybe two in the possible I'll go after in the first round, Caleb Downs being one, Dylan Thiedemann being another, and I think Emmanuel McNeil Warren. Those are all going to be first round. I feel like those are all – two of them are definitely first round guys, and McNeil Warren could potentially fall to the second round, but it'd be early.
Oh,
sort of like what's the kid from that got drafted last year that I loved, the safety, went to Seattle, won a Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, he ended up play safety though. He played
big nickel,
Hawks nickel. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, he's a stud. The three name guy. I don't want to even say his name. He makes me mad. I want to say shout out to Jax Knox. She's starting us off strong. Happy draft week. Have a great show with two heart emojis and then a hand heart emoji. Jax, we appreciate you. You always put a smile on my face anytime I think about you. But it's been too long since we have been together, Jax. I'm just going to be honest. I think the Cowboys game was the last time we were hanging out together. We need to remedy that sometime soon. We've got too many parties, and I appreciate your generosity as always. You are incredible. Love all the hashtag CCs, all the hashtag BBs. We've got a lot of questions in the chat already. Let's start with these bad boys. My man, Yatsik, he is the freaking man. He says, hey, JC, hey, Breezy, what is a better value? Edge in the first round, wide receiver in the second, or vice versa? Let's start there. If you had to predict what is the best value, edge first, then wide receiver, or wide receiver first, then edge, just based off of the draft pool in your assessment of this draft, what would you say? Which one do you think is the better value if we had to go those two positions first?
If you base it solely off position, John, it's always edge, right? Like, it's the edge. It'd be tackle, edge, QB. I feel like I'm missing a position. Maybe corner. Those would be the valued positions you want to get in that first round. Now, the way that the 49ers are set up, they don't need a quarterback. They don't need a tackle. And so it's going to come down to that edge wide receiver position. Now, me personally, I think wide receiver is the position mainly because a couple of reasons, right? Fifth-year option would be a good reason because when you get to that year of the contract with the wide receiver, the Niners definitely won't use a franchise tag and pay 30-plus million for a wide receiver. They'd probably rather pay $11 to $12 million working, you know, on that fifth year to work out a deal. That's why I think the value of that position, it's deep, and I feel like you're going to get a good bang for your buck at 27 if they stay there. So I'm going to go a wide receiver, but I think edge is the position you want to get in the first round. But there's only five edges that I would draft in the first round, John. Like maybe not even five. Those guys are going to be long gone. And then after that, you can find one. Like, you know what I mean? They all kind of do the same thing. So if you're not getting David Bailey, Averill Reese, Reuben Bain Jr.,
not getting them,
those guys, then you might as well get that wide receiver.
Yeah. It's rough. I have three wide receiver first round grades. I have three edge first round grades. I have six wide receiver second round grades. I have eight edge second round grades. So just from that standpoint, it seems like if you get a wide receiver, you're going to have a better chance to get edge in the second round. But and we've got a couple questions. Like, you know, I'm looking at my second round grades at edge: Cassius Howell, Akeem Mesidor, Malachi Lawrence, TJ Parker, R. Mason Thomas, Gabe Aukus, Danny Dennis Sutton, Zion Young. And, like, I've got some more guys that are fighting to get up there as well. And so, you know, there's just – so I would say wide receiver early, unless my one caveat to that is if Cassius Howell's there. I'm all in, man, which is
me
a problem.
Too. What's the problem?
I don't know. Just whenever I feel like I can put my finger on it, I'm like, oh, wait a second. I got to talk myself out of it.
But what's the biggest problem with Cassius Howell? Short arms?
Short arms.
Okay. We don't think that he can be utilized. It's kind of hard because you talk about the short arms, but you talk about high productivity in college. And I get it. It's going to change in the NFL. And there's really not a big sample size of short arm defensive edge rushers. So if we stayed away from him, I get it. But I think the production is there. I don't think the 49ers gamble on him, honestly. I think no, because, well, if he falls to the second round, yes. But as a first round guy, as much as I think they can go him at 27, I mean, this makes me think they don't go edge at 27. Because I think edge rushers are going to fall because people want — what sells tickets? Offense. And people are going to go after these dynamic offensive players, whether it's your wide receivers and then a couple of running backs that will probably go. Somebody's going to reach for a price or whatever. So I think edge in the second round makes the most sense for the 49ers. I think you get that fifth-year guy you can lock in. And when I look at some of the guys we probably would have used the fifth-year option on, it was Brandon Ayuk. It's probably going to be Ricky Pearsall now, right? And so I think they just keep resetting that trend. And the question is, who's going to be the wide receiver? And right now, I just feel like it's probably KC. Because I know Omar Cooper is just going to get snatched right before us.
I think so, too. I think every team has him on the board. Like, there are certain questions that you have with KC, even though the ceiling's off the charts. There's questions with Denzel Boston. There's questions with a lot of these guys. Omar Cooper has no questions.
No questions, bro. Right. No questions. He's just an overall great wide receiver that's moving up, and I don't see him getting past Los Angeles, the Chargers. I don't see him getting past the Chargers. So 22 is kind of where I got him going, and so unfortunately for us, we'll miss that. But
I think his over-under is 22.5, so like...
Wow.
That's the
we
Vegas,
don't even have like, these conversations. This is crazy.
Wow. I've been on those draft props hard, man. Just like, where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? I'm going to be making some money on Monroe Freeland, though. I'm just going to let everybody know he's going earlier than everybody thinks.
Everybody else. I think Malagoa goes first still, even that with the back issues. It bothers me, but it might not bother a different team. But Monroe Freeland is going to end up, he's going to go early. Even if he goes, what, 15? Where's Detroit picking? Because I feel like they go offensive line.
They're going 17. That's Kalen Proctor, right? Like,
yeah, I got Proctor like there, too. That's funny. That's who I mocked to them. Like, right, yeah.
17.
So Monroe's going to go earlier. It's just what it is.
Man, look at this. We got to take a real, real quick break because I freaking love this. Oh, man, I had it starred, and I think I lost it. Oh, question. Oh, here we go. Shout out to my man, Steven. Don't bother me. He says, you know, finishing up his resume and cover letter for promotion, so feeling good. Dude, all the positive energy in the world. We love you, man. You have supported us so much for so long. I remember hanging out shooting Wayne Breezy's rap video thing, man. We see we're talking
about. I was like, who this big motherfucker? And I was like, yo.
You don't skip leg day.
No, I was like, man, I was about to say, can you guard my body? Not like
a big old dude.
Yeah. Nah, but it was good to see you, man. Good to see you, bro. Thanks for always rocking out with us, man.
And dude, best of luck to you. You're gonna nail that promotion, man. We are with you. One of us wins, we all win. I believe in that. And man, you are a good dude. So really, really appreciate you. All right, we got some more questions. Oh, I love this one.
I love questions. I love answering. You know what? I love answering questions. I hate being asked questions, especially when it's the same question. But man, when it's time to show, when people want our opinion or our knowledge on something, I love that. I love that the most.
Dude, that's
Yakis.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yacek. He says, Gabe Aukus or R. Mason Thomas, who are you drafting, Wayne, between these two guys? I have them back to back. I have them back to back, dude.
I don't. This is tough because, well, they're different edge rushers. One's speed, one's like a good build and good run, good.
Pull in a China shop, man. Just,
yeah. Rah! Yeah. So, I mean, is it Yacek or Aukus?
I'm never the person to ask on pronunciation. Okay. I know it's a soft J.
What they should
jogging,
do,
I believe.
I'm going to need the players, right? Because, listen, if your name is spelled with a J, then don't get mad. Okay. Yacek. It's Yacek. That's what it should be. Yeah. But hey, it is what it is.
It's like y'all rule, man.
No, right. But anyway, like this is tough though, because I'm higher on R. Mason Thomas. And I know people feel like he doesn't win all the time, but I feel like he wins more consistently than Aukus or Yacek, whatever you want to say. I feel like you're only asking him to win on certain downs, come in, be a ball of energy, come back out. Like, right? Like, so that's where we are. That's what we need. We need pressure because I'm sorry, I want more interceptions in the secondary. So I need somebody I know that's going to get to the quarterback. But this is a tough one because Yacek has the build. Like he's the build of an edge. And then Thomas is a little smaller, but quick. So pick your poison.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Yeah, you want power or you want speed? I think the 49ers have more guys like Gabe Aukus, a 6'4", 260. You don't have a lot of guys like R. Mason Thomas, and he's faster. Not that, you know, Aukus is slow. He's a little slower, but...
He's a lot slower, but here's my
problem with Gabe is every time I watch Gabe Aukus, I move him up. Like I like him every time I watch him more and more and more. But I'm just like, if we didn't have Keon White, if we didn't have Mikal, if we didn't have Sam O, like those three guys are Gabe Aukus guys, these power bull rush kind of guys. You don't have a speed guy. So that's why I would say, that's why I would switch. Look at this. NH
so who would
Niners,
you go with? Oh,
I would go R. Mason Thomas. With
okay, that's where I'm going to. Okay, we're on the same. We're okay.
But I might
because
like
I just
Gabe
feel
more.
Like I feel like we have the Aukuses, right? We have those guys. I mean, they might not be as explosive as him off the edge, but I really do like Okwuanu. Like I can't wait to see more of him. And I just feel like we got those bigger guys. We need the speed guys.
Yeah. Right here in H Niners, finally catching a live show. You guys are my favorite. Right back at you, my man.
Appreciate you.
He says, on my way to interview, catch it live with you guys afterwards. Do you think Denzel Boston is a realistic option at 27?
Yeah, I do. I think it's realistic. I think it's a realistic option. I know a lot of people are upset he didn't run, but he did other workouts. He did agility drills, high three cone. That's important. Opposed to 40 speed. And if you're looking to clone Mike Evans, that's the guy, right? If you're looking to clone Mike Evans, that's the guy, right? Now, I get he went to Washington, and we probably got PTSD from drafting wide receivers from Washington. So I get it. They don't all come out hard, gritty, dog mentality. But this kid's a dog, and his catch radius is through the roof. I think he has the best catch radius in this draft. And it's funny because we were trying, in free agency, who did we want to sign? We wanted to sign the guy with the highest catch radius, which was Alec Pierce, who's going to miss the next 3 months of football due to surgery, right? What a wow. Like, we missed. What great job. So, he's very realistic at 27. The question is, does he move the needle enough for Kyle Shanahan? Like, so that's my question to you guys. Like, right? I don't know if he moves that needle enough. Because Kyle likes to use his wide receiver, if he can. That's why KC Conception just seems like he's the pick. If he's
there, we go.
You know, at wide receiver.
Yeah, he's the Kyle guy. He's a Kyle guy. Yeah, shout out to Boats. You are the freaking man. We've
Is
got a
NH
lot of
Niner from New Hampshire. I just got to ask.
That's my assumption. That's my assumption. And look at this, all the way from across the pond. Niner Empire, Denmark. I'm pretty sure this is Kim, my man. What's up, Kim? He says, greeting from Denmark. How many pool parties will Raheem Morris host? So here's a question that I had, and I'm going to couple this with Niner Empire, Denmark. John Lynch talked about, you know, Raheem Morris, the new defensive coordinator, will throw a pool party if he gets a player he's in love with, right? Here's how I want to phrase this question. Of the first and second round pick, give me a percentage that at least one of those picks will be defensive pick in the first or second round.
I think it's 50-50, right? Like it's 50% defense, 50% offense. It's wide receiver or defensive end. And it could be.
Yeah.
It could be a safety.
See, that's the thing. Because now, okay.
So that means that it can't be 50-50, right? So like,
right, that's so 66% if we're looking at it.
Yeah. Figure it out, yeah.
Okay, so also John Lynch said, oh, we're going to take best player available, which I laughed at. I laughed at that. I was like, dude, no, you won't. You've never done that until fourth round or later. And so anyway, what are the chances that a safety is there? You know, you have McNeil Warren, you have Dylan Thienemann, who I think is a much better fit. I doubt that he's going to be there. Dylan, the highest rated draft prop with the worst payout is Dylan Thienemann to the Minnesota Vikings. It's a better, how do I say this? The odds are better that he goes pick 18 to the Vikings than you can predict pick 6 or pick 7. Like Vegas is locked in. Dylan Thienemann's going 18 to the Vikings.
So I have McNeil Warren going there to replace Harrison Smith. Yeah. That he's more the Smith guy. He's more the hard knocker, you know?
So my question to you is,
so I have Dinamin going earlier, basically, is what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. So like, if one of those safeties falls, but there's other great safeties too. Like, I know you're really, really high on the CTU kid. I love AJ Halsey.
Yeah, there's some guys.
What would happen? Like, how would this fan base react if they went with one of those guys in the first round? AJ Halsey, Bud Clark.
Hey. There's no way. First of all, there's no way they're going Bud Clark in the first round. If they do, I would be upset. It would be like how they drafted Nick Martin in the third round. Now, if they go if they go Bug Clark in round two,
I'd be cool with that.
Hell yeah. Listen, I want playmakers. I want playmakers on the offense. I want playmakers on the defense. And then you got four picks to get it right on the offensive line. Like, literally get fix the trenches in round four. Literally. So that's I need a sacker, and I need an interceptor, and I need a touchdown guy, like a separator. How about that? I'm gonna be specific on the type of playmaker. That's why I said, here's what best player available, in my opinion. Here's how I interpreted it. If Kenyon Sadiq happens to fall, which I just don't see him getting past Tampa Bay at 15. But if he happens to fall to 27 and he's the best player on the board, and yeah, we need it. I would take Sadiq over the wide receiver, because I feel like you can use Sadiq like a wide receiver. So I just feel like he would be the pick. That would be best player available. And that would satisfy John Lynch's constraint on BPA, which we all laughed at. All right. Right. But that would make sense. Same thing with Thieneman. If the safety is there, because there's no way he's making it pass.
I don't think so. He's too clean. Him and Omar Cooper are like the same, right? There's no questions. They can play every single spot. There's red flags. You know exactly what you're getting. The testing was better than everybody thought. The film is so consistently good. And in this draft where it's all what ifs, those guys don't fall.
No.
They don't fall.
I mean, you could not to 27, but
that's a long way.
But John Lynch talked about moving up, moving around, moving sideways, moving outside, inside, outside, back. There's going to be some movement. Could we move up for a best player available, or and then move back?
Let's later? Do it all.
I don't know, man. All I know is this is going to be must-see TV, and I'm glad you guys get to watch it on the 49ers Rush podcast, the Wayne Breezy show, nothing but Niners, and wherever you get your 49ers content, we all going to be live. So make sure, here's the tip, right? Open up a browser for each of your favorite content creators and just overload your computer at the same damn time. Please, just do that. Do that for us. Okay,
two
that way
you watch all the shows at the same damn time. That's how it goes, right?
Scuba Pat, don't talk about Caleb Banks. I think I'm the only one in on Caleb Banks. I'm sorry.
I like him. I get it. I like him a lot.
I know, but what if he falls, right?
He's my number one DT. But
what if he falls? What if he falls to round two and they move up to get him?
I'm okay with that. Here's my question.
Okay.
He's broken the same foot three times now.
It's a bad foot. Well, let me ask you this, right? When he gets some money, can he get a new foot?
I still have Patrick Willis fatigue, right? Where it's just like, you know,
PTSD. My wheels
ain't. I can't play. Ain't that what he said? Like the wheels, I can't play without my wheels. And so, yeah. Like, in the second round, Yeah, but insane traits. Like that dude, if Caleb Banks didn't have the foot issue, he'd be top 10. And he probably would have got the Dexter Lawrence, you know, trait. But there's just not a defensive tackle that can go in the top 25.
There's not a defensive tackle that I think he'll be the maybe between him, maybe.
Sounds like a bulky guy.
Maybe Peter Woods. And he's not a bulky guy. Like, I don't think people have watched him. You know what happened at the Senior Bowl? I'm like, cool. It's hard to miss him because he's just big. He's 6'6", 6'7". So it's hard to miss him. Remember last year, it was Deion Walker. But here's what I didn't get from Caleb Banks. I didn't get high pad level. I didn't get those same things that I didn't like from Deion Walker out of Kentucky.
Deion Walker's helmet was like a full foot above every other offensive lineman every play. It's like, yep, that's him. That's him. Bro, that's him. That's him.
I'm telling you.
Different build.
So, but they're tall. And I think that is the key, right? Because that's the one thing you worry about. But here's what Caleb Banks does for me. It brings me back to the 6'7", the Forrest Buckner, the 6'6", or 6'7", Eric Armstead. And it just makes me say, let's get the Twin Tower motherfuckers. Now you got Alfred Collins and Caleb Banks in your interior. That is scary, phenomenal. I like it, but the foot is going to be a problem. And so that's why I said maybe if he fell to round two and they said, hey, that's a BPA, that's a guy, let's move up to get him. Because, Matt, that might be their process. John Lynch, he fucked up ever since he traded DeForest Buckner. Let's just keep it a buck. Like, that was a bad trade.
Yeah, it was. It was Big Papa. Any chance of a center that is better than Jake Brendel? I want to leave this question for Wayne. Everybody knows my stance.
Of course he does. Every center in this draft is better than Jake Brendel. They're just
they haven't drafted a center in 13 years.
They won't. So they probably won't be drafting the center because that shit ain't broke. They're not going to change it. They're not going to fix it, you know. But this, let me just tell you the good news. Because there's good news in that. People don't understand. This is not the draft of centers. There are some centers in this draft that are going to go undrafted that probably should have went drafted because this is just not that draft, right? I think that's the Niners. They're going to be looking on to see who fell, who they can offer. Forgot what we're supposed to call the UDFAs now.
Priority free agents.
I knew you wasn't going to forget. The PFAs, right? There's going to be some guys. And maybe you could get a Pat Coogan. Maybe you can get one of these centers. I think these centers that may get drafted, Jake Slaughter, Connor Liu out of Auburn, who would be great fits for the Niners, in my opinion, Logan Jones. But those guys are probably going to go late. And we don't have a fifth or sixth round pick or a seventh.
No, we don't. And right here, Toth. They paid Toth. Like, that backup is there. You got Drake Nugent still with the team behind that. Like, I do not expect them to draft a center, but Logan Jones, Jake Slaughter, Sam Hex, Connor Liu, Trey Zune, like Matt Gubin, who I think can play all of that stuff, Golbin. Like, there's a lot of guys I like, but those are fourth round guys. Like Logan Jones, I wouldn't mind taking at the back end of round two. Jake Slaughter, maybe, but dude, you already have your eight linemen. That's another problem I have is, let's say you draft an interior guy or a tackle or whatever. I don't care. Like, are you going to cut Connor Colby? You going to cut Vidarian Lowe?
No.
You going to cut Brett Toth?
No.
You already have your eight.
Connor Colby costing you $2.50, so he's not getting cut. Value. And then the other guys you paid, right? Where the other guys you paid. And, you know, I see in the chat is saying Drake Nugent goodbye. I doubt it. Like, Drake Nugent is going to be your practice squad guy.
He's your practice squad guy. But, like, you're not going to cut Connor Colby. You're not going to cut Vidarian Lowe. You're not going to cut Brett Toth. You will cut Austin Pleasance probably, but, like, that's nine. You're not keeping nine.
No.
So, if you add a guy, dude, like, I think it's going to be year 14 of not drafting a center. The last team in the NFL to not draft a center. And 4 years in a row without drafting a tackle. I would be shocked if that continues as well. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going down under. The 49ers and Rams play in Australia to open up the 2026 season, and we got you covered. We are now taking deposits in a partnership with X Hospitality and True Fan Travel. All you have to do is go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and you can sign up right there and get your deposit in. It's $499 deposit, but here's the kicker. Fully refundable all the way until the end of May, which that's going to give you several weeks after the official announce of the schedule. But we're trying to build this out and make sure that we have spots for everybody that is serious about going. So, however, if we fill up our spots and you didn't get your deposit in, then I hate to say it, probably not going to be able to travel with us. We're covering direct flights from San Francisco all the way to Melbourne. We've got 4-star hotels. We're all going to be staying together. I can't announce that until the NFL announces. They've got a lot of red tape on that. Game tickets, which it's going to be very difficult to get game tickets for this international game. It's the first game ever in Australia. We got you. We got transportation to and from the game. We have all-inclusive tailgate before the game. We have a rally the day before the game with a former player. We'll announce that later. We're going to the wildlife refuge. We've got wine tasting and dinners covered. We've got you. So, go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure you like it. And again, if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not coming from San Francisco, we have non-flight options. So if you just want to meet us there, that is there as well. If you want to stay longer than the 7 days that we're going, you do the non-flight option, fly out on your own. You join us for the week of the game. We have everything covered. Everybody is welcome to come, all ages included. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your deposit in now and make sure you save your spot for this legendary event, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And if you have any questions, just go to the site, fill out the contact list with, hey, can I do this? It's on the site. They will get your questions answered. And if they don't, email me. 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. I will get you your answers. Do not miss out on this once in a lifetime event.
But there's a reason though, John. We don't like it, but there's a reason. I think Kyle feels that the center for him just has to have certain traits. I don't know what those are in Jake Brindle, but I mean, damn, we went from, you know, Kyle free agent and he addresses it in free agency when he can. Like Weston Richburg was supposed to be the guy, didn't work out due to injury. Then I forgot who was center after that. Felt like it was Justin School, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
No, we went and got what's his name over from Atlanta. He kept Mac.
Alex not Mack. Right after that. That came later.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, School to fill in, and then we went and got who you're talking about from Atlanta. Then that cat went and retired and just messed up the whole plan, right? And now it's Brindle.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah, right here, Monty says, remember when Creed Humphrey was sitting there? They traded back. He was still there. Then they took Aaron Banks. I was livid. I felt the same way when they took Ricky Pearsall and Zach Frazier was there, and people were like, Zach Frazier, too early. Ah, those are the best two centers in the NFL, hands down now.
Jesus.
I
still like the dude that went to, what's the kid from Baltimore? He went somewhere. I forgot where he went. To the Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also
they never had a chance to get him, though. Like, he went.
Where did he go?
15th overall. He's with the Raiders now, but he was.
So where's Jackson Power Johnson?
Oh, he's barely playing guard. They kicked him over to left guard. He hasn't done well.
They need to cut his ass. That's who we want.
He fits what we do, but now they have our system. Now they have their system with Kubiak.
Oh, right, because Kubiak's there.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jim.
Linderbaum went 25th, not 16th. I was wrong there, so wanted to correct that. Let's see here. Let's get to a couple more. Right here, John Wayne, what's up, Impossible? In y'all's perspective, what's that one necessary move the 49ers need to make in the draft? Is there one that you're just like, if they did this, I'd feel comfortable with the entirety of the draft? Is there a player, a position, or somewhere where you're like, man, if they just do this, I'm going to feel really good about it? Mm-mm. If they could do a trade back.
I think we all want the trade back, right? Because
out of the first round is going to be hard.
Yeah, especially at 27, and it all comes down to that Ty Simpson quarterback guy. Like that, they think that's what we're hoping. We're hoping Arizona wants to trade back into round one.
I don't think they want him.
I don't think they want him either.
Why would they?
I know
the Tyler Shug plan is not a plan that teams buy into. It works.
I will say, I tried to warn everybody that he was my favorite quarterback at the Senior Bowl last year.
You did?
And damn, what a rookie season did he have.
Look good,
just,
man.
I think I know a little bit about the QBs, just a little bit. One quarterback people sleeping on is Garrett Nussmeier out of LSU. I don't know why.
He's my number two.
He's my number two.
He's a little injury. He's got. Did you read about the spine?
Yeah, these guys are touched up a little bit. Yeah, but hey. They're going to be, I bet you none of that going to matter. You're going to get to the pros and find a way to cook. These guys just got to go to the right system. I just think for the 49ers, it's going to be hard to trade out of round one. So they'll pick at 27. I think they're going to try to move back in round four or round two, even round two. It's weird. They're going to try to figure it out. They need a third. They need some picks.
So, okay, trading out the first is hard. So I came up with a scenario trading out of the second round. I want to see what you think about this. You would be trading with the Browns. So you would be giving up pick 58. Mm-hmm. You would get pick 70. So you're falling back 12 spots into the top of the third, and you get pick 107. It's a perfect 320 for 320 trade on the point discrepancy. So there's no like – so, again, you're giving up 58. Yeah. And so, again, but – even pick 104, you're still picking 20 plus spots before your other fourth rounders.
100%. Yeah, because that's
so
20.
Pick 70 and 107 or pick 58. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, like this is what I'm talking about, because that round two pick would probably it could be the edge that you're looking for, right? In the 70s, maybe a guy like Romello Height falls. That's a speed guy, older guy, 25 years old, can come in. Also like Nadami Tucker out of Western Michigan, went to a smaller school, but can still give you good production out on the edge that you could probably get in round three. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this is round four, early round four. I think that makes more sense, because if you get, let's just say round, they give up the round two pick. They already picked it in round one. So they get the wide receiver, right? And then in round two, get the guard. Get your offensive lineman. Or round three, excuse me. Early. Get a Keelan Rutledge. Get that guy. Then you'll have your shot early round four at one of those edges. That safety Bug Clark.
And that then gives you seven picks, too.
That gives you seven picks. And then you can figure out it's a whole extra pick. It's you know, it's a tough trade. It's a tough trade because you're moving from 58 to 70. But you're also moving up 20 spots in round four, which is early round four, right?
I kind of like the trade. I mean, value-wise, it's point for point. The question is, usually when the 49ers trade back, it's small trade backs. It's one pick back. It's three pick backs. Even the Aaron Banks was like five picks back. Like, they don't usually drop out. So they either trade up or fall back a little bit where they're like, dude, we got three guys we like.
Right.
We're going to take three of those. And so I feel like this is a little too aggressive for Lynch, but I wish it wasn't. I wish right here, Chris says, you know, I don't like that trade. You're going to watch some awesome players drafted by other teams. And whenever you get to that spot, like, I don't know if you, I know everybody listens to like first round mock drafts, and that's a lot of the NFL draft content machine. But if you listen to second to third round mock drafts where they go pick by pick, dude, the names, it's just like, damn, that's good. Damn, that's good. Like, that, the second round is sweet action. So I don't think the 49ers would do it. I would be comfortable doing it because I want more. There's room for 13 rookies. So based on the current roster construction, there are six spots for rookie draft picks, and then the rest would be priority free agents. So there's 13 spots currently open on the 49ers roster. I want more picks. Mm-hmm. I want more. And I don't think trading back in the first round is really going to be an option.
I want more picks, and this might be the type of aggressiveness we see this year due to the just where we are drafting. I mean, I hate to say it, but going to the divisional rounds sucked. Like as far as draft value, like, just put us in a weird spot. But the cool thing is, like, as far as the talent from 58 to 70, I mean, it's specific. It's pick your poison. Like, the talent is literally the same. It's not a drop off, period. Like, depending on the position you go, even if you go edge and you're looking for a speed guy, just name four speed guys you could get in that hole. Everybody's not drafting in speed edge, right? That's not what everybody's doing. It's what the Niners are looking for, and they can't really show that. They can't show their hand, so they have to look at these other guys. They have to look at these. But at the end of the day, man, if dropping back to get an early fourth, you're still getting a first round pick. And I think you nailed that, and that's cool. And then on day two, maybe they move to draft a little bit later on Friday, or they move out of drafting on Friday. I don't know. Who knows?
So let's look at this, just 58 to 70, right? And right, we're getting some comments like right here from Slick Rick. If you move back, you're going to lose on some usable players. That's true. So pick 59 is AJ Halsey, who we both love, right? So if you fall back to pick 70, I'm trying to pick a name that's close to there. Ted Hurst, Connor Liu, Dennis Sutton. Yeah.
Like, Dennis Sutton would be a nice edge. Connor Liu would be the center that we said we'd never draft. Like, these are players that will, there's so much talent depending on the position. See what I'm saying? It doesn't, yeah. It comes down to that position, because now you're getting a top five center in the third round.
Yeah.
Yeah, at like 70, this, right? That's a third round pick. You're getting a top five center. So on day two, we just draft later. That's all.
Right here, Super Chat. What's up, Big Tone? Eli Heinreich. Wish we had a late pick. He's a very, very fun player. What are your thoughts on the Navy kid?
He's one
of the best three cones of all time. I think he had like 6'5" three cone. That's half a second faster than Debo. Like, one of the best. Is he a running back? Is he a wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
What is this dude? Hey, he's ranked. Where is he at? He's pretty low on.
Because he went to the Navy. It's funny because, yeah, I know what you mean, Big Tone. It's like if we had a later pick, we could potentially look at talent like this. Well, unfortunately, we don't, you know. And who knows, man? This might be a guy that they have higher on their draft board. And they reach him and get him in the fourth. Who knows? Or trade one of those fourth round picks and end up with a fifth and a seventh or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to stay pat, man. It's going to be crazy. The guy that I want from the Navy is that Robinson kid, that defensive end. He's nice.
I did not evaluate him.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the dude's like a little bowling ball. He's been training with Aaron Donald. I mean, the power is there. The speed to power ratio is there. The only thing about him, he's a little bit undersized as an interior guy. I think he's a defensive tackle or in, however you want to use him. But he's a tweener to where I think that the San Francisco 49ers is the guy like they like, right? I mean, we like
Landon Robinson.
Landon Robinson. I think
202
that's
on the big board.
That's a fireball. Like waiting to happen, waiting to erupt, waiting to get drafted late and then waiting to get to the NFL and waiting to bust somebody's ass.
I love it. Right here, Peanut Jeff. Gotta say, some of my best mock drafts are when I neglect the wide receiver position, especially if the safety from LSU is there at 58. Thoughts on the 49ers just saying we're not going to draft wide receivers?
They might not. I mean, they got 9 in the motherfucker. They got and 10.
You better love Jordan Watkins and Jacob Cowan. You got to love one of them. One of them has to be a long-term plan because Christian Kirk, one-year deal. DeMarcus Robinson, one-year deal.
I disagree.
Mike Evans, maybe 2 years.
I disagree.
How? Those are literally one-year deals.
I know. You're 100% correct, but I'm saying you don't got to be in love with those guys. This is a year. I was talking to somebody. I was like, this is a year, you know, Jordan Watkins will just be another redshirt year. Maybe this is the year Jacob Cowan's gets removed. Jacob Cowan gets removed from wherever he's been on the IR. No more hamstring injuries. And this is his year. This is the Niners allowing these wide receiving contracts just to expire. They can address wide receiver again next year. Right now, I think their wide receiving room is pretty stout. I hate to say Brandon Ayuk's still on this roster till he isn't. So we'll see how that goes. But at the end of the day, you got 10 wide receivers on this roster and maybe they don't go wide receiver. Maybe that is something we just missing. But maybe they do. And whoever they go, I'm here for it. Because I do agree. That's why, and that's another reason why I think you draft wide receiver at 27. I said that earlier. Get the guy on a fifth-year deal, fifth-year option. Get that guy. Because now you get a whole extra year. What do you think they're going to do with Ricky Pearsall in a couple years? Same thing. They're going to ride it out. They're going to ride these contracts out till the wheels fall off. Because that is where I think the Niners and Parag Marate figures, hey, man, we got all these players that we still pay money to, which their contracts will expire in 2 or 3 years, right? At non-premium positions, let's just keep resetting and recycling at the wide receiver position. That'll keep our quarterback paid, our defensive end paid, our linebacker paid. Because who moves on from all pro players?
Nobody.
All right, keep sweat. So at the end of the day, like George Kittle, you don't want to go anywhere. You want to retire a Niner. He's an all pro. Fred Warner, all pro. Yeah, Trent Williams, all pro. Brock Purdy going to be all pro this year. Like there's so many all pros. That's hurting the Niners too. They got too many damn all pros. These guys got to get paid. You had to pay Debo because he was all pro. Yeah. You think we're going to let Debo walk?
That contract here, man, he 1,770 yards.
That can't earn that.
In 49ers history.
He earned it, that contract.
He did.
I think he earned his contract more than Brandon Ayuk earned his contract. But Brandon Ayuk made the catch of life. If Brandon Ayuk doesn't make that catch, we don't beat the Detroit Lions.
Don't
in
make
the
it
playoffs.
The Super Bowl.
Yep. It's the craziest shit.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community, and all of our events for the 49ers Rush Road Trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. I love this, Logan. This is the first thing I think of every time I bring up Jacob Cowan. Jacob Routes on Air Cowan. He did not make it through Routes on Air in two practices last season.
That hamstring was really messing him up, man. It was really.
I want to give him the benefit because I like him. I like the kid. I like the tape. I like the body of work. How do you play five straight years without an injury and missing a game, and then you don't make it through two practices? Get injured in Routes on Air first practice, take 6 weeks off, come back, get injured in Routes on Air second practice, you come back. Like,
how them hamstrings, man? I maybe the NFL hamstrings are different than the collegiate hamstrings, and so they just tighten up, man. But I you know me, I always think there's something to it. I think Kyle be stashing ingredients in the ingredients
cabinet.
It was cabinet.
The first practice.
He had other
routes
guys.
On air is what you start with. You do special indie special teams and stretch, and then routes on air, which you jog. That's jogging.
Yeah, I love like, it. I love it. That dude hamstrings just puffed up, man. But I don't know.
I'll say this. Ricky Pearsall did the same thing his rookie year. I remember being out there. It was like, oh, there's 14. I'm so excited. I'm watching 14. They go through routes on air. Then it's like, where the hell 14 go?
How about they stop going through routes on air? Maybe they should just go full blown.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Right here, let's change the subject before I get mad. Brunel, he says, what's up, John and Wayne? What are you guys' thoughts on OSU defensive end Caden Curry? I love the freaking name, love the alliteration. I feel like he could be a gem in the later rounds. He's projected to go in the fifth round on consensus mock drafts. Wayne, I'll let you go first. I was not as high on Caden Curry as consensus.
Yeah, me neither. But again, a player that can get to a team in the right system that's probably going to, that feels like he's overlooked, going to play with a chip on the shoulder. I'm all for chips on the shoulder types of players. Those players tend to show up. So, hey man, this could be a player that the Niners have on their radar, even though he's not on John or Wayne's radar. Who knows? I feel like Malachi Lawrence is the guy that they're looking to get. I mean, the long arms, the speed, it's all there. But this could be a guy. It could be a dude.
My thing with Caden Curry, okay, I have a 6-round grade on him. He's not an elite athlete, and he has small arms. So, like, you know, the Cassius Howell knock is like, oh, man, he's got tiny arms. Well, this guy has the same level arms, tiny arms. But consistently, like from a PFF standpoint, they love him. His grades are high and consistent. He sets the edge well. It's just, he's an A-plus effort guy, as everybody that goes through that program is, which I like. It's just the athleticism I don't like, the body I don't like, and it's just like, man, like, what's his job? He's an A-plus run guy. He could set the edge, but I feel like, again, with the 49ers roster, Keon White, Sam O, Mikael Williams, you got these guys. You don't have the athletes. You've got,
and that's why you
body.
Don't draft them, right? You don't draft those guys. You don't have the late picks, and so you already got those guys. Yep. It's why you got to go after this, the superstar studded, you know, sack master or interceptor or ball hawk. You got to go after those guys. When you're limited picks, you got to get the right guys.
But and Ben right here, Curry's so freaking productive though. He had 12 sacks, 46 pressure. Like, he's a guy that just gets the damn job done. But my problem, and I am not scouting the helmet too much here, but OSU has a lot of these guys that work so well in that system and can't make the jump because they don't have the athleticism, because they go after those high production players. It's not that I dislike Curry. It's that we have so much of that taste already on the roster at that position. I'm just like, man, I feel like you need to compliment it a little bit more. But I'm a little lower than others. Let's see here. I have a question that I wanted to get to that got emailed to me. I'm so far off script now. This is from my main man, David R. He says, what do you guys think of the scenario where a player finishes the college season really high on all the draft boards, drops, falls for some reason or another, only to rise right at draft times? He's talking about Malachi Fields, the wide receiver for Notre Dame. What is the issue there? You have these guys that produce. They have the physical body. The production's there. They have you know, the resume and all those things. But for some reason around the combine, they drop only to start inching back up the board. So like, what let's use Malachi Fields as an example to talk through this.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are your thoughts? Like, where are you at on Malachi Fields, and has he been fluctuating like he has on consensus boards?
I mean, I get why. So let me just first say, I get why he's fluctuating. The testing sucked. It was very poor. He ran really slow 40 times.
4.61.
Yeah, but the speed on the tape is totally different. So if the fluctuation happens because now you got to go back and really study the film. What does this guy do? Well, he's a third down chain mover. He's a big guy. And he has really good feet as a wide receiver as far as like the stop, the goal, the stop, like the change of the, like all of that's there at 6'4", right? Like at 6'4". The thing that he's missing is the 40 breakaway long speed. But then you go watch film and you'll see him break away. So it's weird. Some people, maybe he just showed up to a day he didn't test well. It happens.
Yeah. Would he have been better doing the Denzel Boston, just not running?
No, because I think his goal was to run fast. He thought he was going to run faster than he did. I think every receiver should get out there and run, right? Whatever happens, happens. I'm the type of person like, you know, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to test, but go watch my tape. That'll let you know I could create tape separation. Awesome. It's phenomenal.
Second best wide receiver catch blocker. Denzel Boston one.
Oh, yeah.
He's the second best, which blocking's not that big of a deal, but to me it is with the 49ers identity.
That's really, I don't got him as my second best blocker. I feel like Jeremy Bernard is the best blocking wide receiver in this draft. Like, Jeremy's, I'm not gonna lie. Man. Yeah, Jeremy's good. Like, but I do like, I really like this kid. And if you got, if you're gonna go off of combine, then rewind the tape a little bit and watch the Senior Bowl, because that motherfucker was the star. So like, and that's against all stars. So it's weird. So pick your poison. He's going to find a team, and he's going to go to a team. He's going to freaking cook. And we're going to be like, why don't we draft this kid? Because he ran a slow 40.
I mean, he's got the experience. My first thing I wrote, one of the most pure X wide receivers in the draft with over 2,000 snaps. Experience.
That's your thing.
And
right,
I value
here.
The X wide receiver position way more than anything else. Like, I feel like that is hard to find, but this draft is just peppered with them. Like, there's so many X wide. You remember like 2 years ago where every guy was like 5'9",
yeah,
like whatever else. It was just,
I
all
got
these
the
like
big body
guys.
Ones this year. Yeah. Ugh. I don't think he's raw. I think he's an X receiver that can create separation underneath when need be. He doesn't have the long speed, but he's a catch radius guy too, right? So he's a guy you could throw the ball up. He's a better Juwan Jennings.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's going to go in the second.
But that's
back
him.
Into the second, early third. But I think he's going to go in second.
I think he's the third round guy because of the speed.
I have a third round grade on him.
But he's a better Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings didn't have – he's a faster Juwan Jennings on top of that. And you can he went to seventh. You could put this guy in the slot and he could kill. He could cook. He could feast. So a team is going to get him and we're going to be mad and be like, damn. Yep.
Yeah, I like this player. I do. If they took him at 58, I'd be psyched. I'd prefer somebody like Chris Brazel, who has that elite ceiling.
Yeah.
But he's much more of a boom bust guy. Malachi Fields, not a boom bust guy. At worst, he's a red zone deep outside comeback guy, like at worst.
And that was the route. The route was the comebacks. Good thing named routes, but that's why I was like, he could stop and he could come. Like, that's him. That's his route. Comebacks are key, kills on those joints. I don't know how he creates the separation. He fakes these guys out, but the feet hit the ground, boom, stop, cut, turn around, bam, come back, catch the ball, get out of bounds. Like, that's what he does. He's a first down chain mover.
So let's talk about this. Niner Goat says, if we walk away Brazel in this draft, we won. What are your thoughts on Chris Brazel the second?
I like Chris Brazel the second as well. He's your speed guy, though. Like, he's
4'3".
I just don't know if he plays with the physicality when
he's not physical.
Yeah. So when you, so let's look at NFC West then. And let's look at the DBs in the NFC West. They're gonna play press and they big. I mean, and they're gonna play physical. And so I guess my question is, will he get pushed around? Now, you know, you go to Tennessee and they are spread as wide as, you know, you can spread your wings, right?
It's the Jacob Jordan Watkins offense. Ole Miss runs the same
Ole
offense.
Ole Miss. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. It's air raid middle school RPOs.
There it is. So we don't run that. So will he fit in our system? I don't know, because our routes are timed. And so, like, I like him. He has the size, but he has the speed. So those two check the box. But is that a Niner thing? I mean, especially early. I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, and the off the field concern too.
Probably
people are saying he's immature. You got, you know, driving without a license, all that stuff. But the 49ers had him in. So Logan says, 30. You know, boom or bust personified. I agree 100%. If you draft him, you better be sure what you're getting. But if you get him in the second, that is where it's worth it, because the ceiling, the thing I say about Chris Braswell that's different. I've never seen a guy that's 6'4", that runs a 4.3, that at the top of his route can break off his route like he can. Like, okay. Taller, yeah. Devontae Smith is my comp for him. But yeah. I do understand. Like, has it one
that's
of the
That's why he would work here.
Trees?
That he would work in Philly. He would work in Philly really well.
He would step straight into the A.J. Brown
role. Brown role, yeah.
Because he's going to New England, as I've been saying forever, but we'll see there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Yeah, man, we're talking way too much wide receivers. Let's switch it up with just a little bit.
I think we know that's where we're probably leaning.
All right, cool. Let's stick with it then. Oscar, Ted like Hurst in the second, and Howell in the first makes sense to me. Which one do you like more out of those two picks?
I like Hurst. If they don't go wide receiver early, man, Ted Hurst is going to be a steal. I think the biggest knock on this young kid at 6'3", was he a 4'4 guy from Georgia State? I just think he went to Georgia State. I just wish he would have went to a different school to where he could have cooked. But he's another kid that cooked at the Senior Bowl. And you were just 4'4", like, who?
6'3".
You were like, who is him? That's Ted Hurst Jr., right? So another big wide receiver, another X you can utilize over the field as well. Oscar, this will be a solid pick for the Niners in round two.
Sign me up right now, man. If you told me I got Cassius Howell and Ted Hurst.
Hell yeah.
I keep saying wide receiver, edge wide receiver. I think that's the way that they go.
It's got to be.
Somebody falls.
Unless a BPA falls. There you go.
So who's somebody that would push you off one of these picks? Let's do that. Kenyon Sadiq, if he's there, you take him over.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm taking Kenyon Sadiq over the wide receivers. Because you're not getting those top three. You're not getting Jordan Tyson, Mekhi Lemon, and Carnell Tate. You're not getting those guys. That's funny. That's an ex. You're not getting those guys, right? And so, or Omar Cooper. Like, we're just not getting them. So I would, and if he fell, I would take Sadiq.
There we go. Rusty, what round do we take the quarterback to replace Mac Jones next season? You already got Curtis Rourke, the Canadian.
Rourke is next up. He's next up.
But I do buy into the philosophy of you always draft a quarterback. Like, I wouldn't be mad if they spent a fourth rounder on.
Oh, hell, fuck. What? I would be pissed.
Really?
Get an undrafted guy. Get an undrafted guy.
Then you got Adrian Martinez. There's just not room.
If we had a seventh, now we talk. Now I'm not spending a fourth round pick on a quarterback. No, not doing it.
Here we go. Dr. J, appreciate the super chat. He says, John, 16 first round grades, 38 second round grades, 49ers second round pick. All those are gone. What time you will go live on Thursday? Greetings from Germany. Thank you, Dr. J. I will be going live 15 minutes before the draft starts.
Time to draft start.
It starts at 5 Friday, Thursday. So I'm going live at 4:45 Pacific time.
Okay.
I'll be live all day. Day one, we'll be live day two, 15 minutes before the start. Cause it'd be
I thought the draft was at 8:30, but, yeah.
So that's cool. Like they always start.
Yeah.
And then they do like all the salute and, you know,
I'm with John. We'll be live, period.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be live all 3 days. Make sure you check out multiple channels, all that stuff. Now, back to the question about the draft. The 49ers' second pick, all those are gone. I don't think that they will be because I think somebody will fall for medical reasons, for off-the-field reasons, whatever. So I think there's going to be quite a few second-round grades that I have that are going to be available at 58.
Players are going to fall and quarterbacks are going to get taken, whether it's in the first round or early second round. So that pushes players down. That helps us out. Yeah.
Every time.
And I'll be live on YouTube, guys. YouTube.
Dead Case, my man. He says, pre-draft, how do you rank the NFC West, Wayne? Arizona's last. We all have that. You have Seattle first. I have the Rams first. Seattle lost some pieces. And they only have four draft picks.
Until they beat, they first. Them, that's my take. They still got the same coach, same quarterback, and different running backs. It's gonna be interesting.
They lost four starters.
They did, but the Rams, I mean, I got Seattle, Rams, Niners, Cardinals.
There we go. I got Rams, Seattle, 49ers. But dude, 49ers have covered ground.
It's not a big difference. I mean, I wouldn't even mind putting 49ers second. You know what I'm saying?
Right here, will BA be traded this week?
No.
Nope. Why would somebody trade for him?
That was my question.
You don't want that contract.
No, but let me ask you this. Can somebody trade for him and then rip up the contract and then start a new one? How does that work?
Well, I mean, the contract doesn't disappear unless the player agrees to allow it to do so. Oh. And so
that's the only way. But why would someone give up compensation when the Niners are going to cut the dude?
Yeah. I don't see it. Maybe a sixth or a seventh round at best, but I don't see it. And yeah, I don't see it. Hold on to him till the last available moment, then cut him. Send him to the fishes. That's just me. But anyway, Wayne, any other comments? Man, we didn't get to the mock draft, but that's probably good. This was a fun little back and forth.
We did a mock draft. We picked a wide receiver, several, and we picked several defensive ends. And we didn't even talk offensive line a lot. I love it because I'm tired of the offensive line. Trent Williams is back. He wasn't going anywhere, and he's going to be the best tackle, SBG, in the game this year. Like, I couldn't figure out what people, like, oh, he's too old, oh, he's this, oh, he's that. Okay, he is all that. He was still top three. I'm confused why we didn't want to pay him. I'm confused why people didn't want to pay him. I couldn't figure it out, but at the end of the day, it's done. It's done before OTAs. It's done before whatever this bullshit they got going on right now. It's done before the draft. It is done.
D-U-N. And
Trent is here. Yeah.
Done.
D-U-N. Done. He wants Jeremy Bernard. Yes.
Yeah. So right here, Jaron.
This is another second round guy.
I want Jeremy Bernard. Like, I have my favorite player in this draft is Malik Muhammad, the cornerback out of Texas. My number two is J.C. Davis out of Illinois.
Oh, Illinois.
Do you have a favorite? Like, not highest ranked player, but like, just this is my guy, regardless of his first, second, third, fourth, fifth round pick. Does it have to be?
Yeah, like, I mean, but it's a safety. Like, I'm high on Emmanuel McNeil Warren. I want the McNeil Warren. I'm high on Bud Clark because that's who I feel like we got to settle on. But man, if we could get McNeil Warren, man.
You have him above Dylan Thienemann?
I do.
Okay. I'm sure some teams do as well.
Not because this dude is just a foot. Some guys are high IQ. Some guys are just football players. And he has both of that, right? He doesn't probably, his IQ is still high, right? He might not have the same interceptions, maybe as Thienemann. I think they have the same. I think we did a thing on this. I think they are equal when it comes to interceptions. But the PBUs are there because this kid hits you so hard that the ball break pops out. Like, he gives me Deshaun Golson vibes. And if you don't believe me, go ask Deshaun Golson's former teammate. Now, I said that before Dante Whitner said it. I'm telling you, this kid is a hawk. It's a difference between a ball hawk and a hawk. He's a hawk. He's coming to seek, kill, and destroy. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Tradon Stoops, not getting enough talk. I agree.
No, he's not.
I agree.
You know why, though? Because of his versatility. See, I hate that, though. John Lynch talked about it yesterday, too. We're going to draft an old player. I guarantee it. I don't know who it is. Might be Stoops. Might be Romello Height. It might be Akeem Mesidor. There's going to be a 25-year-old. It might be Lee Hunter. Nobody's talking about him anymore. There might be an old-ass player on this roster as a rookie.
I love it, man. habitual ball hawker. It reminds me of ball hawker. Charlie Murphy. That's what he was. He crossed the line habitually. He was a habitual line stepper. That's how I read that, man, which I just love. R.I.P. Charlie Murphy. Brought a lot of happiness to my life. Wayne,
yeah.
Also somebody who's brought a lot of happiness to my life. My good friend, you are the man. Take us out of here. Let's wrap this show up.
It is draft week, faithful, and I know everybody is itching to figure out what the hell is going to go down. Are we drafting at 27? Are we trading out of that pick? Are we moving up? It doesn't matter. This is the week the Niners get better with rookies coming in, and I guarantee you we're going to bring in some ballers. Stay locked in right here on 49ers Rush. Make sure you check out the Wayne Breezy Show on the channel. We love y'all. Keep it faithful to the motherfreaking Bay. We out.